The Technical College of the Rockies will be expanding soon, adding a new facility that recently was awarded a large grant. Caitlin Jones, Executive Director of the Delta County Memorial Hospital Foundation, was at the Rotary Club luncheon in Paonia on Thursday to talk about the plan. She spoke with KVNF News afterwards and first explained the hospital foundation's mission.
So our mission is really to support our hospital and our community with their health needs. And we do that through continued education for health professionals, as well as programs and additional activities that support the well-being of our community.
The hospital foundation is facilitating the construction of the campus extension called the Health Education and Innovation Center by coordinating partnerships with the City and County of Delta, local businesses, and the Technical College of the Rockies. The issue at hand is that the Technical College is running out of room. The most popular programs at the college are the health sciences, specifically programs for licensed practical nurses, certified nursing assistants, and emergency medical technicians. All of those programs will move their facilities and classrooms to the Health Education and Innovation Center once it is built. This will allow the Technical College to shorten waiting lists, accept more students, and ease overcrowding. Jones said that the Health Education and Innovation Center will be located in downtown Delta in the old Chaco building.
So the Health and Innovation Center is going to be an extended version of the Technical College's campus. Where it's currently located is outside of Delta, and so this will bring all of the health sciences centers into downtown Delta and allow them to expand the classes they offer as well as the number of students that they have.
Quite a few of the health sciences graduates from the Technical College get hired at Delta County Memorial Hospital. Jones said that is why the foundation has a specific interest in developing the Health Education and Innovation Center.
So a lot of the positions that we need are CNAs and LPNs and even RNs, really. And the students that go to this center, we hire a lot of them. A lot of them come through in our clinical rotations as well. And so we get them in, we get them trained, and then they're in our setting helping people as well.
The timeline to complete the new center was accelerated when Governor Jared Polis signed legislation last year that awarded $4 million in grant money to technical colleges. Once all of the financing gets squared away during this legislative session, the Health Education and Innovation Center will be on a fast track towards completion.
So we're hoping that the opening will, fingers crossed on construction and everything, is going to be sometime in 2022. That will, of course, depend on our state and our legislators approving all of this funding, which will be such a big help.
And stay tuned to KVNF News for further updates on this project as they occur.